privatization alerts, one looking at the international scene and one looking right here locally. And maybe I'll start with that one here in Berkeley. I believe that power tends to telegraph its intentions, to con the middle ranks into believing that it behaves fairly. And so it gives us a little bit of advance warning. I've given examples of this in the past, how they sort of telegraphed their intention of dismantling Occupy Oakland. You know, they telegraphed their intention of caving into privatization of the post office. And now here in the paper from UC Berkeley, the Daily Cal, I see them telegraphing their intention to privatize much of our Parks and Recs legacy, our parks. And this is of concern to anyone who appreciates that we need the earth to heal, and that by their systematic erosion of our ability to sit with the trees and quietly commune with our earth and with our brothers and sisters in a communal space is it's a big deal. In this article, it says, quote, the overall capital needed for the park's maintenance fund for the next 5 years is about $43 million. The current tax fund could provide only $10 million. That leaves this $33 million deficit, and then there's all this other stuff added on that's not even included in it. And then it says, quote, the council brainstormed a number of possibilities to solve these funding issues. A city council member stepping up with the requisite sympathy saying, perhaps we need to take a look at potentially controversial decisions, he says, quote, could we contract out and reduce our costs? Considering all these costs, can we really sustain all the parks and structures we have? Unquote. Now, that's saying to us he is going to fight tooth, and this is Gordon Wozniak. He's telling us he is going to fight tooth and nail for power to make sure that happens, and that if we don't have our own determination to ensure it doesn't, we put our heads together. I think we can think up some ways to pressure locally to keep our parks and our recreation structures. That's doable. Anything is doable, but this is local. We have city council people who are, you know, there to be reelected, there to be thought well of, and therefore there to be pressured by us in an immediate sense, in a way that, you know, we can't, the Postmaster General, unless we, or coordinate a nationwide campaign to replace him, which is what I believe needs to happen.